Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, text number 26. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Eto Suretara Gatim Pratipadya Sadhya. Saram basambrat samadhya anubaddha yoga. Bhuyah sakasham upayasyat ashyovah. Shapo mayavanimitas tadaveta vipraha. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Etau surergatim pratipadya sadhya. Saram basambrata samadhyanubaddha yoga. Bhuyah sakasham upayasyat ashyovah. Shapo mayav nimitas tadaveta vipraha. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Itau surer gatim pratipadya sadhyah. Sanram basambrat samadhyanubaddha yoga. Bhuyah sakasham upayasyat ashyovah. Shapo mayav nimittas tadaveta vipraha. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. The Supreme Personality of a Godhead replied, Eto, these two doorkeepers, Suraitara, demoniac, Gatim, the womb, Pratipadya, obtaining, Sadhyaha, quickly, Sambrambha, by anger, Sambhrata, intensified, Samadhi, concentration of mind, Anubaddha, firmly, Yoga, united with me, Bhuyaha, again, Sakasham, to my presence, Upayasyataha, shall return, Asu, shortly, Yaha, which, Vaha, of you, Shapaha, curse, Maya, by me, Yeva, alone, Nimitaha, ordained, Tat, there, Aveta, no, Vipraha, O Brahmanas. Translation and Bhagavad by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Supreme Personality of a Godhead said, O Brahmanas, Know that the punishment you inflicted on them was originally ordained by me. And therefore they will fall to a birth in a demoniac family. But they will be firmly united with me in thought through mental concentration intensified by anger, and they will return to my presence shortly. Suretaragatim pratipatya satyaha. Purport. The Lord stated that the punishment inflicted by the sages upon the doorkeepers Jaya and Vijaya was conceived by the Lord Himself. Without the Lord's sanction, nothing can happen. It is to be understood that there was a plan in the cursing of the Lord's devotees in Vaikuntha. And his plan is explained by many stalwart authorities. The Lord sometimes desires to fight. The fighting spirit also exists in the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, how could fighting be manifested at all? Because the Lord is source of everything. Anger and fighting are also inherent in his personality. When he desires to fight with someone, he has to find an enemy. But in the Vaikuntha world, there is no enemy, because everyone is engaged fully in his service. Therefore, he sometimes comes to the material world as an incarnation in order to manifest his fighting spirit. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 8, also it is said that the Lord appears just to give protection to the devotees and to annihilate the non-devotees. The non-devotees are found in the material world, not in the spiritual world. Therefore, when the Lord wants to fight, he has to come to this world. But who will fight with the Supreme Lord? No one is able to fight with him. Therefore, because the Lord's pastimes in the material world are always performed with his associates, not with others, he has to find some devotee who will play the part of an enemy. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says to Arjun, "My dear Arjun, both you and I have appeared many, many times in this material world. But you have forgotten whereas I remember. The Jaya and Vijaya were selected by the Lord to fight with him in the material world. And that was the reason the sages came to see him, and accidentally the doorkeepers were cursed. It was the Lord's desire to send them to the material world, not perpetually, but for some time. Therefore, just as on a theatrical stage, someone takes the part of an enemy to the proprietor of the stage, although the play is for a short time and there is no permanent enmity between the servant and the proprietor. So the Surajadas devotees were cursed by the sages to go to the Asurajana or atheistic families. That a devotee should come into an atheistic family is surprising, but it is simply a show. After finishing their mock fighting, both the devotee and the Lord are again associated in the spiritual planets. That is very explicitly explained here. The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha planet, for it is the eternal abode. But sometimes, as the desires, devotees come into the material world as preachers or as atheists. In each case, we must understand that there is a plan of the Lord. Lord Buddha, for example, was an incarnation, yet he preached atheism. There is no God. But actually, there was a plan behind this, as explained in Bhagavata. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yudha Padagamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Bharyana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Bhagavan Vacha Etau Surair Gatim Pratipadya Satyaha Sarambha Samvrata Samadhyya Anubadhya Yoga Bhuya Sakasham Upavayasyast Ashu Yovaha Shapo Mayyeva Nimita Tad Aveta Vipraha. The Lord replied, O Brahmanas, know that the punishment you inflicted on them was originally ordained by me. And therefore, they will fall to a birth in the demoniac family, but they will be firmly united with me in thought through mental concentration, intensified by anger, and they will return to my presence shortly. As explained in the Bhagavad Gita, there are five causes to perform activity in this material world, or five kartas, doer of the activities in this material world. And one among them is Lord, who is considered as a Anumanta. He gives sanction for everything. So when here these Kumaras, they are feeling dejected, and in their heart they were thinking that they have committed a big offense at the feet of great Vaishnavas. So that time, Lord, he explains them. See, what I said, that's fact, that Brahmanas are always worshipable for me. But whoever and whatever ones do in this material world is ordained by me. Even though you may have cursed them, but originally it was my plan to get them cursed. And our acharyas, to give purport to this particular verse, they have explained that why Lord wants them to go down in the material world. The basic reason that they gave, that Lord wanted to enjoy the fighting, the virya rasa, the chivalry. Because in Vaikuntha you can't do that. Vaikuntha, everyone is in love with Lord in different rasas. So there is no fighting, physical fighting. There may be a fighting, but that fighting is with love. Sometimes you get angry, sometimes you get sulky, but that's not a fighting. But the real fighting is what? Dishum. And Lord can't have that in Vaikuntha. So there is no enemy actually at all. So but he wanted to enjoy this. So when he desires, what he does? He sends one of his devotees, okay. He makes some arrangement that some sages will come, or they will curse his devotees, and these devotees will go to the material world in the demonic family. He sends them to demonic family because by nature demons are against their lordship. They have their own plans totally against the Lord. And they wanted to enjoy everything supremely. But here it is said that Lord sends them to the material world, but he makes sure that they always remember their lordship. They remember their lordship, but in the form of an enemy. And after killing them, Lord gets them back to the Vaikuntha. But there is one point that Prabhupada made in this purport. Did it strike to you? What was that point? Very important point Prabhupada has made, which seems to be a contradictory. Everyone has book. While I was reading, all you were also reading. The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha planet, for it is the eternal abode. If no one falls from them, then from where we have come? Why we are in this material world? काय मालक का आलो आपण इकडे कुणाचे पण इथं प्रभुपाद सांगतात
शिवजी मंदिर में जाते हैं। Lord Krishna.
Sometimes, as the Lord has desired, devotees come into this material world as a preacher or as atheist. We are neither preacher or not atheist. So why we are here? Ami natar nasti kahot or nahi bhagavantani padhavlele prachara kahot. Ma ami kahot ithe.
नास्तिक का उधार करना
है। हम नास्तिक हैं ना?
नास्तिक का उधार करना है।
ओ अच्छा तो आप महान हैं, आप आए होंगे उसके लिए। आप क्या कह रहे थे नास्तिक लोगों का उद्धार करने के लिए? भगवान शिव कहते हैं, वो अपना चर्चा नहीं हो रहा है। अपना चर्चा हो रहा है कि जीव इधर क्यों आता है।
हम लोग एक मंदिर में गए थे, भोले बाबा मंदिर में, तो अभी 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 स्टेशन किया वहाँ पर, तो ऐसे डाणा माउंटेन है, उसमें कैलस कैलस पर्वत बनाया, तो बोला कि तो हम लोग गए कीर्तन किया, कीर्तन करने बाद फिर
ये अभी जो अपनी चर्चा हो रही है ना, वो विषय है,
हम आरती कर रहे हैं।
अभी एक ग्लास लो, फिर मैं दूसरी बात
बताऊंगा। अभी जो हमारी चर्चा हो रही है ना, वो हो रही कि जीव इस संसार में क्यों आया। अरे मेरे प्रभु, शिव नहीं जीव, जीव शिव नहीं जीव, जीव
जीव तो ये संसार में आया, शास्त्र के संसार में आया, तो फिर भक्ति करने के लिए होता है।
इसका उत्तर श्रीमद् भागवत के 11वें स्कंद के 5वें अध्याय के 3रे श्लोक में दिया। The answer for this question that why we have come to this material world has given in the 11th canto, chapter 5 and text number 3, where Devarshi Narad, where he concludes his teaching to Vasudev. He is giving his teachings to Lord Krishna's father, Vasudev. And there he mentions about that. Ki why we are in this material world. Because we are neither preacher or nor atheist. Atheist means what? Deadly people who are totally 100% against the will of Lord. We are not. Because we are afraid of God. So we do follow rules and regulations. We are not in love with the Lord. So we can do it with love and adoration. But we are afraid of few things and the rules and regulations that has created with God. So we are neither atheists nor the great preachers. Then why we are here? He says, येषां पुरुषं साक्षादात्मप्रभवं ईश्वरं न भजन्ति अवजानन्ति स्थानात् भ्रष्टा पतन्ति अधः. इफ एनी ऑफ द मेंबर्स ऑफ द फोर वर्णास एंड फोर आश्रमास फेल टू वर्शिप और इंटेंशनली रिस्पेक्ट द डिसरिस्पेक्ट द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ अ गॉडहेड हु इज द सोर्स ऑफ देयर ओन क्रिएशन दे फॉल डाउन फ्रॉम देयर पोजिशन इन टू द हेलिश स्टेट ऑफ अ लाइफ. He is explaining regarding with the Varnashram Institute. But in the purport we will see, the words na bhajanti in this verse refers to those who out of ignorance do not worship the Supreme Lord. Whereas the word avajananti refers to those who have actually been informed by the Supreme Position of the Lord but still show him disrespect. It has already been described that the four spiritual and occupational orders of a life are generated from the body of the Lord. In fact, the Supreme Lord is the source of everything, as described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 8. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarva pravartate. Those who foolishly do not inquire into the position of the personality of a Godhead, as well as those who disrespect the Lord in spite of having heard of his transcendental position will certainly fall down from the Varnashram Dharma system, as described by the Lord by the words Sthanat Bhrashtaha. The words Patantiyada indicates that one who falls from the Varnashram system will have no means of avoiding sinful activities, nor will such a person receive any credit of performing sacrifice. And thus he will gradually sink down into the lower and lower spaces of a life in hellish condition. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has pointed out that the original cause of offending the Lord and falling down from one's position is one's not learning how to properly worship a bona fide spiritual master. One who is trained to offer respectful obeisances and worship to the bona fide spiritual master automatically offers proper worship to the Supreme Lord. Without the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master, even a so-called religious man will gradually become atheist, offend the Lord by foolish speculation and fall into the hellish condition of life. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has pointed out that the Purusha mentioned in this verse is Lord Garbhodakshay Vishnu, who is glorified in Purusha Sukta prayers. If one is proud of his high social position and enviously thinks that the Lord is also creation of a nature and there is no absolute entity who is the origin of all beings, then such a puffed up fool will certainly fall down from the Varnashram system and become just like an unregulated animal. Actually, Prabhupada, in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the text number 47, in that purport, he quotes this verse in regard with falling down from the spiritual world. Because of these two things, one is that not engaging properly in the service of the Lord, na bhajanti, and second thing, disregarding his position, the living entity comes down in this material world. And why that happens? Because he wants to enjoy separately from Krishna. Icha dvesha samuttena. When he gets the desire to enjoy separately from Krishna, then he is sent here in this material world. So that the real cause and very selected soul who are really an intimate devotee of the Lord, they are sent here by the Lord for preaching. And sometimes there are some jivas who are not Nitya Baddhas. But who are in between Nitya Baddha and Nitya Siddha. For their deliverance, Lord sends His devotees to go preach them and get them back home, back to God. And here, Lord is sending His own devotees to set an example that whoever you may be and whatever position you may hold in this material world, if you are not a devotee of the Lord, whatever you do, whatever you have achieved, everything is in vain, useless. Shrama evahi kevalam. Natot padayate ratim keval. Shrama evahi kevalam. If someone follows varnashram dharma and all rules and regulations, but if that never develops the rati or attachment at the lotus feet of the Lord, then everything is shrama evahi kevalam. So here, Lord is explaining Kumaras that try to understand that you don't feel dejected, but it was my desire that I wanted to send them here. So that the process of Navavidha Bhakti will be explained. See, before Prahlad Maharaj, there is no clear explanations about this Navavidha Bhakti. It was Prahlad Maharaj who gave the details of this Navavidha Bhakti. If Jaya Vijaya would have not come to this material world, Prahlad would have not appeared. If Prahlad Maharaj would have not come, would I would be bereft of this knowledge of Navavidha Bhakti? So Lord sends His devotee to set a process through which the living entities can come back to the Lord. And even sometimes this Nitya Baddhas also, when they come in contact with the pure devotee of the Lord, they get a benefit of elevate themselves and go to Lord's abode. They can get chance to get rid of the clutches of material existence. So that need to be understood. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam, all the different stories, all they speak about what? Whatever stage you may be, whether in Varna or Ashrama system. In the Ishopanishad, Prabhupada says, the Sanatana Dharmi means who follows Varna Ashrama system. And what is this Varna Ashrama system? Varna Ashrama system divides this human civilization in 8 classified ways. So you can understand your own position, and according to that you can engage yourself in the service of the Lord. So that does not, no one should say that, oh, I don't know how to do service to the Lord because I don't know who am I, what am I, what I should do. So this category is as given. You just check it out in which category you get fixed up. You have to decide that. And that's why this whole system has given. Okay, if you think you are Kshatriya, then these are the ways that you can engage yourself in the service of the Lord. If you are a Vaishya, if you are a Shudra, if you are a Grahastha, if you are a Brahmachari, Vanaprastha, whatever you may be. Lord has given this process or these different ways so that we can understand which will be good for us. And in this purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 5, text 3, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, if someone knows how to respect his spiritual master, then that person can become qualified to go back home, back to God. If that person offers a proper worship to the spiritual master, then automatically he offers proper worship to the Lordship. And that's why he only wrote it down, this Guru Ashtakam that we sing every day in the morning. Does anybody know the last verse, the phala shruti of this samsara dava? There, in the phala shruti of this samsara dava, Guru Ashtakam, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has given a really wonderful phalashruti for that. Whoever chant these prayers early in the morning, what he is going to get? Srimad Gurur Ashtakam Etaduchyer Brahme Muharte Patati Prayatnat Yaste Navrinda Vananat Sakshat Seva Yalabhya Jushunot Yeva. What you are going to get it? Vrindavana Nata Sakshat Sevaiva Labhya Jushunota Yeva. You are going to get the intimate service to Vrindavana Nath. So who is Vrindavana Nath?
Krishna himself.
Radha, Adav Hari, Vrindavan. So, it is clear, if you serve the pure devotee of the Lord, then it becomes so easy to worship the Supreme Personality of a God. So let's try and get attached to the lotus feet of spiritual master, so that one day we can get a qualification to serve their Lord, their Lordship back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. बोले मालिक कुछ कहना है? हाँ लगाई लगे प्रभुपद कीर्तन लगाई
तो वहाँ भी डर है
हाँ
वहाँ भी गिरने का चांस हमेशा रहता
हाँ है ना ये इच्छा जो दी है ना हमें जिसको हम फ्री विल कहते हैं वो विल बन जाता है हमारे लिए WHIWL घुमाते रहते हैं फिर WIWL विल
सुना ये साथे हैं जो एक बार यहाँ आके जो वापस आएगा ना वो कभी नहीं आएगा क्योंकि उसे पता चलता है सब चीज ऐसे तो सुना होता तब तो पिता के वो साथ में होते हैं ना देखो तब देखा धाम पर तब तो वो एक बार आने के बाद उसे पता चलता है यहाँ क्या क्या होता है
लेकिन आता तो
वो जीव नहीं आएगा
वो नहीं है बहुत सारे जीव है
वो जीवात्मा जो है वो नहीं आएगा
एक बार जो झटका खाएगा वो थोड़ी है,
क्योंकि उसको पता है ना दुख होता
है। अरे दादा वो तो भगवान चाहे इसलिए उनको भेज दिया, अपनी इच्छा से थोड़ी आए वो थोड़ी चाहते थे, वो थोड़ी चाहते थे कि हम यहाँ पे आए।
ऐसे मुनि लोगों को चाकुमार को ऐसे बना के लेके गए भगवान,
नहीं होता ना
संगत।